Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello. Happy weekend, everyone. You're listening to Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. Today, very exciting. So yesterday I mentioned to you guys I was trying to score some tickets to Lenny Kravitz's concert. He's in Boston. And tonight, right after the show, that's where I'll be. So it's great to talk about music, but also experience life. So that's what it's going to be all about later today. So I kicked off the show with this new musician I discovered on Concert Window, Kuya Kano, who is a world-inspired Spanish guitarist. He had a show on Concert Window yesterday. So I give you guys the whole lineup of what was coming up, and he was one of the performers for last night. And then I caught Pageant, I believe, was the other group. And then Cafelina always has something going on most nights. But I had planned to hear Kuya, who is very new to Concert Window. I believe this is his first month on Concert Window. So a lot of adjustment to this platform. He's an acoustic musician. He has over 10 years of experience traveling and performing in Europe, Middle East, Latin America, Asia. He's been all over the world. And his music reflect that. And I really love that. He's been featured in the Philippines and in other parts of the world. And so before the show is over, I will play more from his collection. He's also on SoundCloud, so you guys can definitely listen to some of the tracks that are on there. Tres Chicas is a little bit of what you heard at the beginning. There's a sample mix from his CD, Imagine the Life, and he has a great website, so you guys can check that out. And then I'll also play a little something by Tuxo OK. It's all about the guitar today. So let's hear a little more from Kuya Kano, and then I'll tell you guys where to find his website. Thank you. Yakino Trestikas. As I mentioned, Kuya performed on Concert Window. I was able to hear him loud and clear. Awesome, awesome musician. And I'm hoping he'll do another session for more people to come and experience his style of music and guitar playing. So again, Tukso is going to be next. But first, you guys can go to Kuyakano, KUYAKANO.com. And you guys can see all the CDs. I believe there's a CD coming out late in 2015. This will be his third, called Nopus. Late 2015, that will be the third CD for Kuya. Beautiful. Big brother. That's the meaning of Kuya. All right. So I mentioned also I'm going to be sharing what's on the bestsellers list. So today I'm going to let you guys know what's on the nonfiction paperback. So number one is Still the Boys and the Boat by Daniel James Brown. Number two, The Mindfulness Coloring Book by Emma Ferrarones. This is a fun and unique pocket-sized coloring book designed to channel stress into relaxing, creative accomplishments. Number three is The Short and Tragic Life of Robert Peace by Jeff Hobbs. This is a bio of a talented young African-American man who escaped the slums of Newark for Yale, only to succumb to the dangers of the streets. I Am Malala is number four. This is the memoir of the young Pakistani girl who refused to be silenced and fought for her right to an education. Number five is Just Mercy by Bryan Stevenson, a powerful true story about the potential for mercy to redeem us and a clarion call to fix a broken justice system. Number six, You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. This book I have, this is a great book to help you understand why you are how you are, how to love what you can't change, and how to change what you don't love, and how to start living the kind of life you used to be jealous of. Good stuff. Number seven, Think Like a Freak, Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen Dubner. These are the two guys from Freakonomics. They take you inside their thought processes and teach everyone how to think a bit more productively, creatively, and more rationally. And in other words, how to think like a freak. Number eight, David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. Gladwell draws upon history, psychology, and storytelling to reshape the way we think of us. Wild by Cheryl Strayed. This is another memoir of loss and recovery that is now a major motion picture. Wild has been on the bestsellers list for quite a while. And I think it became even more popular once the movie came out. I saw an interview with Cheryl on OWN during Super Soul Sunday. Great interview to give the backstory in terms of how the book came about and her own personal struggle and lesson learned. And number 10, We Should All Be Feminists by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. This is another bestseller. She has also written Americana. This time she offers readers a unique definition of feminism for the 21st century, one rooted in inclusion and awareness. There you have it, your top 10 indie bestseller list for the week of August 27. For more on the bestsellers list and to buy your own copy, go to www.indiebound.org. Now moving on to some music while I take a little break. Before we move on to Tukso, I want to thank all my Twitter followers. I've been adding and just checking in on all my notifications, trying to stay on top of things. And so many new faces. People are doing a lot of amazing thing all over. And I'm also listening to other people's podcasts and shows, which is really great, and just learning from others out there. So again, thank you very much. And now let's hear Tukso Okay When I Met You. This is the 2015 version. Tukso is on SoundCloud. You can check him out and listen to more than what you get to hear on the show. Here's Tukso, Seattle-based musician. Thank you. All right. When I met you, Tuxo, okay. Again, you can find Tuxo on SoundCloud. Go to soundcloud.com/TuxoOkay. And then for Kuya, you can find him on Concert Window when he has another show. But check out his website for what's coming up in terms of his calendar and the CD at the end of 2015. Again, it's www.kuyakano.com. And check out his music. It's all over social media, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube. Okay? So check him out. I will be back after my evening with... I act like it's a personal show that's going to happen. So again, Lenny Kravitz is in town tonight, performing at 7:30. It looks like there's still some tickets left. It'll be a great show. So I'll tell you all about it that I'm on the air. But it should be fun. The highlight of my weekend. All right. So thank you all for listening. I'm going to close the show with... another song from Kuya Kingno. This is Love Is. These are very flamenco style. All right, so hopefully you guys have a great night. And I'll be back for more on books and music and what's going on in Concert Window, Second Life, and the Greater Boston area. Here you go. Love Is, Kuya Kingno.
Thank you.